In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and just to deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them,
and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy.
And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them exceedingly rejoice. Alleluia, alleluia. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let Let us pray. O God, who did teach the hearts of the faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment on things forevermore, to rejoice in his holy confirmation. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. From Luther's Small Catechism, the Second Commandment, as the head of the family should teach them in a very simple way, his household. The Second Commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not curse, swear, use witchcraft, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. So far. The Old Testament, Joel chapter 2. For it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So far, the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 Peter chapter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer, and above all, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity always covers a multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If a man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given him, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to John chapter 14, 23 to 31. And Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keeps not my sayings, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's which have sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, yet being in your presence with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it comes to pass, that when it should come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes, and he hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. So far the Holy Gospel. We continue with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon text is John chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your memory, whatsoever I have said unto you. So far, please be seated. It seems to me something has happened to Pentecost. It seems like it's another boring Sunday. But we have to realize that Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit enlightened the early church to a great commission. And that great commission was, go teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
What happened the first time the Holy Spirit came, of course, does not happen anymore today. Let's go back to Jerusalem to that very day and try to catch the vision, if you will. Renew our loyalty. Get excited about the Holy Spirit's job as far as strengthening the church. An early band of Christians had spent only a few years with Christ, listening to his teachings. But much of what Jesus said and taught kind of fell on hard ground. They could not really understand what he was talking about. And much of what Jesus had told them sounded a little foolish, if you will, even after his resurrection. Christ was compelled to label them as fools, slow to believe, slow to learn all the things that the prophets had foretold. On his very eve of his ascension, they were far from understanding the full truth. They were far from understanding his death and resurrection, his kingdom that was not of this world. How could they be his witnesses while this doubt and fear clouded their memory, clouded their hearts, clouded their minds? They were a confused little band of sheep without a shepherd. And with Christ gone, well, the scribes and the Pharisees considered them no threat at all. But then came Pentecost. The promise that Christ made. And that is, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send, shall bring all things back to your remembrance. Suddenly, these first followers saw the whole grand plan of salvation in all of its glory. The lowly birth, the company with publicans and sinners, the shame of the cross, the victory of the open grave, all were parts of one divine plan. Now it all fit together. All the Old Testament prophecies and the perfect New Testament fulfillment in Jesus Christ. So much of this made no sense at all at the time. And so much had been forgotten. But it all came rushing back as the Holy Spirit filled their hearts. Well, there has been no rushing wind. There has been no tongues of fire, no sudden gifts of speaking in different languages. But there has been, and there always will be, the power of the Holy Ghost to open blind eyes to see, hearts to hear, and believe that the apostles wrote by divine inspiration. You see, we have nothing new. It's the same old truth that Jesus spoke. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And it's the same old story about sin. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's the same old story about our Savior from sin, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins. Wherever the word of God is proclaimed, people learn that if they die in their sins, they are damned in hell. But if they come to the cross of Christ, there is forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for everyone who believes. You see, all the forces of hell, all the forces of hell cannot take the truth of God from away from us, or us away from his protecting arms. Another blessing we receive is peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let it not be afraid. And we need peace with God. The Comforter brings this peace. The Comforter leads us out to Calvary. And that's where this peace was won. There we see the battle rage. And we hear the triumphant shout, "It is finished." Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners are reconciled. The devil himself cannot destroy this peace, nor separate us from God. St. Paul writes, "Nothing shall separate us from God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This peace changes men and women. And what it did for crude fishermen, for cheating publicans, for a woman caught in adultery, it does for us today. For we cannot stand before God, before our Heavenly Father, unless the heavy stains of our sins have been wiped away. And we cannot find real peace and happiness unless our guilt has been removed. And we cannot sidestep the terrors of death, avoid eternal judgment and condemnation, unless the evil in our hearts, on our hands, and in our minds and souls is pardoned. And since we are constantly leading ourselves into greater guilt, Jesus Christ has paid the full penalty for every unholy thought, word, and action in our lives. He suffered their punishment. He blotted out their charges that in God's sight they no longer exist to be charged against us. All this our Savior did when on that cross he became sin for us who knew no sin. Here then is the Christ that we need. Here then is the Christ that we must have if we are to get right with God, and the Christ we do have by simple faith. This is the peace of God that we have in Christ Jesus. And it is ours when the Comforter has come. And the good news is this: the Comforter has come. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. since our offering has been received, let's sing the first two stanzas of We Give Thee But Thine Own. Let us pray for our communicants, but I'm sure there are special prayers that each and every one of us need to bring before the Lord. So let's do that at this moment. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the places at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, O Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, take away our sins, and by whose death he controls death, and by his rising to life again, we too shall rise as he. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, this cup is the new testament in my blood which is shed for you for the remission of sins, this do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. That was given it to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you. take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for your sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Lord bless you, keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. That was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Yeah. give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless be the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.